What is going on, guys? What is going on? Welcome back to another edition of the Basic Social Politics Podcast. I am your host, Jada Black, and this is the 10th edition of this. So we are in the 10th edition. Now, it's been almost a month. Well, it's been a month and some days since I've done a podcast. Man, I've just been really busy during the month of September, man. But I want to make it up to all of you who really like when I do these off the cuff, so to speak. I'm going to start doing at least two a week. One is going to be posted on Wednesday, and the other one will be on a Friday, but on Sunday. And I'm going to try to have at least one guest host a week if I can do that. And that's why I want to utilize my podcast for, to do interviews and to also do a lot of topics where I speak on social politics, because I feel like right now we live in a world where there's a lot of social politics. When you have social media, you're going to have a lot of social politics. Okay. So that's what I'm planning on doing, moving forward. Being more consistent. That's the main thing I want to do, is be more consistent with doing these. Now, there are people who want to do interviews with me, but I want to do it on my time. I'm not going to do just any interview with anybody. I'm going to pick and choose, because I want to bring in the right person at the right time. And there are some ideas that I'm planning on doing, and that's how I'm going to do it. Okay. So if you like what I do with these podcasts, make sure you, you can subscribe. You can subscribe via, you know, iTunes, Spotify, on those other platforms. You can also give me reviews on iTunes. You can share these podcasts. You can donate to me monthly through Patreon. Shout out to the people that support me through Patreon. You can also donate through Cash App, through PayPal, and show your support. And also, the one thing about doing these podcasts, especially on Anchor, is that they don't give the viewer or the listener a comment section. That's why I'm going to be posting these on my website, jdb-media.net, so you can comment on these, okay? So I'm just getting that out the way. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. If you're new, I'm pretty sure you're going to like my perspective. Maybe you're not gonna like my perspective, who knows, you know. But I want to get started speaking about just what women have to offer. Modern women, what do they have to offer, right? I think that's the question that a lot of, especially I know myself, you know, we're asking that question, what do you have to offer? Because it seems to me that a lot of women of today only have their bodies to offer. That's pretty much it. And if you look at the fact that there are more and more women every day that want to be Instagram models, there's more and more women every day that wants to join OnlyFans. And it's like, how are you going to have a functional relationship if you're basically selling your body for likes and for money on social media? You know, social media has become a new prostitution, if you look at it, because women are not only prostituting, they've turned Instagram into another back page. There was a website, I believe it's still functional, called Tag the Sponsor, and it became really infamous for exposing the nature of a lot of women these days who are getting paid thousands of dollars to fly to Dubai or other places to sleep with men for money. And it exposed that. Now you have women that are turning to OnlyFans for that. And they're successful, because unfortunately you have a lot of these damn simps. Some of these lames will claim that they can get women and they got so much game, but they are the main ones funding the women on there. Because I have a hard time believing that it is just the incels or the beta males, the guys that can't get women, they're doing this. No, no, no. A lot of the guys that are funding these heifers on there, a lot of these lames are married. A lot of these lames are in relationships. They're spending the bill money to pay hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on these women's OnlyFans just to get their attention. I remember I did a live stream not too long ago, and there was a guy that came into the chat room, and he said that he had a friend that paid, I believe, $3,000 to sleep with a woman from OnlyFans. That didn't surprise me, because you do have those women who end up prostituting through OnlyFans as well, because again, the only people that can see their pages is the men who subscribe, or women, but mostly men, right? That didn't surprise me, because you see, those women know that they can't get exposed through OnlyFans like that, but they can get exposed through Instagram. That's what Tag the Sponsor did. It would expose the DMs, you know? These guys will get these women to do all types of shit. I remember seeing a video of a female sending nudes. There was a video where this chick popped a balloon on her ass. And the ironic part about it is that her ass was plastic. And that's the society that we're in, man. We're in a whole new different age, man. And more women, unfortunately, have given up. And selling themselves on OnlyFans, you know, it's better than getting a job, starting a business. Well, again, I think they say that's a business. You know what's funny? A lot of these Instastats, they will say, well, I have a degree. I own businesses. I'm a Fashion Nova model. Even though, from what I understand, a lot of those women don't make money on Fashion Nova. They don't. They're capping, for real. And again, that doesn't really surprise me, you know? You know, they want to hide, you know, behind their degrees, because they know that they don't really have the qualifications for relationships anymore. This is why a lot of men don't really see them as anything long term. Now, let's talk about some of the reasonings that I have why women, modern day women, really don't have much to offer. Looks are not enough. I'm sorry. Just because you have a big ass and big tits does not mean that a guy is going to wife you up. And a lot of women lose sight of that because they're so addicted to likes, and they're so addicted to people following their OnlyFans. They're so addicted to getting the attention they don't get in real life, that they will go and they will think that if I show my assets off different angles, that I'm going to attract a rich man that I can have a kid by. Now, that does happen in some cases. There are women who actually, they go, they get all this surgery, they get their whole body redone just to get a baby by a pro athlete or a rapper, right? That's what's going on. And what they don't understand is that is not always going to be the case. These guys are actually wisening up, you know, some of them. And it's not really working out the way they want to. This is why you will see these heifers expose these guys, because they didn't get anything out of the relationship. They were a side piece to a married man, and once that fizzles and they realize they didn't get anything from it, they want to put this guy on blast. And they're only doing that because they didn't get anything. They didn't get a baby out of it. They didn't get their lifestyle funded. They didn't become the new girlfriend. So the next best thing is to expose. One situation that's really, like, I'm looking at from a distance a bit is the Jaguar Wright situation. You got all these people, right? You got all these people celebrating her exposing all these black people. And half of the people that are supporting her, most of them are pro-black. But they are celebrating her trying to ruin the lives of other black people, because she ain't exposed no white people. You mean to tell me she didn't deal with any white people in the industry? But she's exposing all these black people, black men, black women, and you have people celebrating that. She's only doing that for attention. She's out here doing interviews. She's getting more attention now than she did during her music career, because I didn't know much about her. And people know that woman has issues, man. That woman clearly has issues. And you have all these people sharing her videos, cheering her on, knowing that this woman mentally is not all there. I'm not saying that she's wrong, but why are you celebrating this? Why are you celebrating it? Once she's exposed everybody, then what? This heifer could have wrote a book and actually monetized it. Now, I don't know if she's getting money now. I think the one thing that she wants is to revamp her music career, but nobody's going to support that shit. They're only going to support her dragging these celebrities, because y'all love seeing celebrities drag, right? Until I drag them. Until I drag them up and down the streets of Logic. Now all of a sudden y'all have a problem with it. Let me say something about Jill Scott and see if y'all celebrate that shit. I bet you won't. But anyway, let me get back to what I was saying. No qualities, no relation, no relationship or marriage. If you are a woman and you don't have the qualities necessary for a marriage or relationship, whatever you're dealing with is not going to last, or you're going to be in an open relationship. A lot of these women are already in an open relationship. I mean, they're already in one, right? But they don't even know it. Or they do. A lot of these women that I see on social media who claim to have a boyfriend, who claim to have a husband, but you're doing angles of your ass in every other photo, I'm sorry, you for everybody. Your wife is for everybody. Your girl is for everybody. You just don't know it. Or maybe he don't care. If your girlfriend or wife is getting an OnlyFans, how can that be excused if that's your girlfriend or wife? Look at I posted a video recently of Jordan Woods, right? She did this interview about how she's starting an OnlyFans and how she's going to release exclusive content. So it's not going to be a money grab. It's not going to be a Bella Thorne situation where it's just a money grab, right? She's really... This is going to be like her next move. Imagine what type of pictures they're going to be. I already know what type of pictures they're going to be. She's going to be showing ass. She's going to be showing tits. She's not, you know, clothed, of course, you know, no nipple showing. But she's going to live out her thought fantasies on OnlyFans. And again, that's her right. I'm indifferent to it. I may make videos or live streams about OnlyFans, but I am totally indifferent to it. I don't give a shit, to be honest with you. I don't care. You can do whatever you want to do. All right. But when you have an NBA player boyfriend who's probably bragging about the fact that he's dating you, he thinks he has a good girl, but I believe he's surprised by it, because he actually tweeted and deleted the eye emoji response to her interview. And he actually deleted that tweet, and somebody was able to screenshot it and post it on Twitter. Because I think to him, he's taken aback by it. Why would you delete that? Because I think she actually retweeted it, but he deleted it. Because I don't think he's in full agreement of this. Listen, she can do whatever she wants. I didn't think that Jordan Woods was off financially that bad. But sometimes it ain't about the money. It's about the fact that you have women with low self-esteem. All they have to offer is their bodies, and that's sad. I've been attracted to women mostly, especially in person, who are fully clothed. I've never just been attracted to women who just are wearing, you know, two-piece bikinis or wearing short shorts, low-cut tops, you know. I have been attracted to women who are fully clothed or who maybe are showing a little bit of skin. But in the minds of low self-esteem women, this is their only way to feel validated. Look at Meg Thee Stallion. She's known more for twerking than her music. She's producing more twerk videos than music. And I'm not talking about the features. I'm talking about her own lone music. Okay? We know her for twerking. That's how she goes viral. Now she's going viral for other reasons. But I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying. The abundance mindset. There are women out here who have the abundance mindset. They do. To them, if it doesn't work out with one guy, they're going to go to another. And then they're going to go to another. Then they're going to go to another. The one thing about us as men is that we don't have the abundance mindset. And I think women know that. This is why women curve as many dudes as they do. They pick and choose and they still choose the wrong men. You see, with us, I think if us as men had the abundance mindset, a lot of women wouldn't get half the attention that they do get. Because we're not, you know, okay, it didn't work out. Move on to the next one. A lot of these guys will pursue the same woman for years. And maybe it pays off. I knew about a situation where a guy was in a friend zone for 10 years until he finally got with the woman he wanted to be with, but the woman clearly settled. They don't love you, friend zone niggas. They don't. You friend zone niggas are there for when they either hit the wall or they ready to settle down. They done been used up, tossed to the side. Now they ready to settle down. Now they ready to settle down, man. Gentlemen, have an abundance mindset always. Because if you don't, they will use it against you. You seen a fine chick one day, trust me, you'll see another fine chick the next day. Don't be out here chasing what don't want you, that don't respect you, all right? There was a situation that came up recently where allegedly rapper Moneybagg Yo's girlfriend, the one he bought that Lamborghini for, she cheated on him, and she's been cheating on him. This is the same Ari that is in a dysfunctional, Moneybagg Yo's in a dysfunctional relationship with this Ari chick, okay? Ari has always been in dysfunctional relationships when she was with Gervonta and she was with G Herd. She's just a dysfunctional heifer. But she knows that she's always going to have one of these simp ass rappers trying to get with her. Honestly, I think it's a situation where these guys, it's like a booty call that has lasted too long. That's what Ari is. She's a booty call that lasts way too long. And then you're spending money on this chick, buying her Lamborghinis, and she's still out here fucking and sucking other men. Didn't mean to get a little vulgar, but shit, this is the podcast. So a lot of you guys got to understand that these women are going to be out here in an abundance, screwing different men, even if they're in a relationship or married. They for everybody. Now, men of today, we do have a lot of options, a lot more options than we've known to have. I think that's one of the good things about social media, because before social media, you didn't have the rise of just low self-esteem women on social media. But also the good thing is that us as men have been able to explore our options. We've been able to learn more. We've been able to grow more. We've been able to see the nature of women for what it is. So we do have more options, and women are recognizing that. This is why they're desperately trying to fight back against what we're saying. They're desperately trying to fight back against what we're saying because they know time is up. You've been playing games for far too long. You've been out here living your best life, playing games with men, thinking that these guys are going to be around forever. They're going to take you when you done been used up, you're washed up, but you know that there are going to be guys that are going to want to get with you still after all of that. Those days are over. And they know it. I see it from the female activity on my channel. You know, even though I do talk about celebrities, I do talk about that real shit in regards to male and female interactions. And they know that time is up when it comes to the way that women have been able to pull the wool over men's eyes for far too long with the help of the media. The feminist mindset. Let me say this about the feminist mindset. There are a lot of women who have bought into the feminist narrative, and they have this deep hatred for masculinity and male leadership because they never had male leadership. They never really had male leadership. And what a lot of men got to understand is, a lot of times, if women never had a father figure, right, they don't know how to love a man. They don't know how to respect a man. And growing up, they grew up in a situation where they had issues at home. A lot of these women had issues with their mothers. They didn't have a father there. And that has hurt them. It really has. So we have to take that into consideration that, you know, mentally, there's something missing there. There's something missing with a lot of women. And they have to get help. A lot of those women need to get help. But they're too busy pointing the finger. But I think that if they really look at their situation, I think if they really try to understand and figure out who they truly are, they will know that they have deep-rooted issues and they need to get that addressed. Maybe it was abuse, neglect. They need help. And they've been able to self-medicate by sleeping around with different men, seeking attention from men on social media. Some of these women are selling themselves. You have women out here who will be who will use that energy into the way of competing with men. I even heard a female said that she likes to compete with men. That says everything you need to know about her. I don't know what woman wants to compete with a man. That just makes no sense to me. You're getting out of your femininity. You should want to be in your femininity, not out of your femininity. And also this too. Men, for the most part, don't care about your degrees. Men could care less about your fucking degrees. What are your degrees going to do about the fact that you don't like to cook? You don't like to clean. You're not very good mothers. You're not very good girlfriends. You're barely good wives. You need to fix that part of your life. There's too many married women on social media seeking the attention of other men. Always looking for the next guy because they have that abundance mindset. And because of that, they're constantly looking for a new dick. Even when these women claim they're happily married, they're looking for somebody. They're looking for somebody to take them off the hands of the guys they are with. I don't care if she's young. I don't care if she's older. There's a lot of you older women out here who are looking for something new too. It just takes the right type of guy to bring that out of them. Trust and believe. Most of these relationships are not secure. These women always have an eye out. They claim us as men got an eye out. Let me tell you this. Most women file for divorce. Most men, once they get married, are not looking to divorce. But a woman will divorce another man in a second if they could get with somebody else that they really want to be with. I'm telling you. Or if it's a financial situation, which is what we see with a lot of celebrities. But I think that we are in a different day and age, ladies and gentlemen. We are in a situation where things are different. Relationships are different. A lot of people are in open relationships. They're not in no monogamous relationships. There's cheating going on back and forth, or there's people in different relationships. This guy is dealing with these women. This woman is dealing with these men. It's just a lot going on. Today's day and age is different. And listen, I accept women for who they are. I am not trying to change women. I am not here to change women. Women have to change themselves. If you want to get on my program, you definitely need to be on it. You definitely need to understand that you need to be feminine and you need to be supportive, not combative, not being no competition with me. And you need to understand that I don't have to be with you. I can and will move on. And no, I'm not going to marry you because I'm not about that life. All right, people, that's it for me. That's it for this podcast, for the episode 10 edition of this podcast. Salute to everybody that's tuning in. Hopefully you enjoyed the commentary. All right. If you have or have not, or if you haven't, follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I have all the links in the description. Or in the description. Also, comment. Let me know what y'all think about this. That's why I'm going to put this on the website. Make sure you donate. If you appreciated what I had to speak on in this podcast, you can donate monthly through Patreon. I'd really appreciate that. You can donate through Cash App, PayPal, and continue the support of what I'm building. I'm going to make this into one of the best Red Pill Perspective podcasts you ever hear. All right? So y'all take care. I'll see you on the next one.